got 3 points, sort of against a team who's lower division or lower down than us. The boys have worked hard for me, worked really hard, letting a goal in first 2-3 minutes. I don't think he actually meant to shoot, but it's gone in again. And I think a few weeks ago we might have lost that. So I give credit to all the boys. The penalties obviously worked well for us. Brett's come on within a minute, scored a goal. We've kept the ball well in the second half on a difficult pitch. So I give credit to all the boys. Two wins out of two now, nice little run. But we know we're not going to get overexcited. We start again Monday morning and we've got another cup final on Saturday.
Couple of changes, Sam Hatton being brought in, scoring two goals, that couldn't have gone much better, and Sean McGinty making his debut at left back looked pretty solid as well.
Yeah, I think Sean's not played for a couple of weeks, but he's come on, he's played 95 minutes, some great headers in the second half from wide crosses. Another day they go in and it's changed the game, but he's done well. He likes attacking the ball, he likes going for corners, and like I say, he's only 21 I think, so he's still learning, but I think he's been fantastic today, and hopefully he'll go strength to strength. And Sam, like you say, he's been waiting for his opportunity. He's knocked on my door this week, and luckily I've put him in the team, not just because of that, but like you say, it's paid off, and I know what Sam's like. He's a great lad, he works really hard, he's first in training, his last one off, and I know he can play in 3-4 different positions, so he's perfect dream for me.
I know sort of footballers and managers maybe don't care about stats as much as we in the press do, but that's the first time Aldershot Town have won an away league game from a losing possession in almost 5 years, so that's something that that goes on your resume.
Is that right? Is it? Well, it sounds good. I wish we won more. I know obviously over the last 18 months that we've lost a lot of 1-0s, 2-1s, so to score 3 goals away is fantastic. The first, like you say, their first goal was a bit of a fluke. I think the second one, I couldn't get out of my feet at the pitch on the far side. So, but the credit goes to all the boys. And like you say, if that's the first time in 5 years, it sort of seems that we're learning. We're turning the season round, but we've still got a long way to go. Long, long way to go. And I'm not going to get overexcited. And like you say, we're going to start again Monday morning. And we're going to do exactly the same what we've been doing last month.
Last week in training, since the win against Welling, have you seen anything different from the players?
I've got to be honest. The last 4.5 weeks I've been doing it, they've given me everything. Every single day, we're doing 2-hour training sessions every day. We're working hard. Everybody knows that we're back in full time. So I can't complain in any way. Sometimes I do have a little go, but I think that's just my nature. I love playing football and I want the best for the boys and I'll do anything for them. My door is always open to the boys. And like I say, hopefully it's repaying it with the effort they've done today.